What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 232. In this episode, I'll discuss how I deal with allergic reactions to local anesthetics. I'll also include a tip that will help you never forget how to tell whether a local anesthetic is ester or amide-based. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode232. This episode is brought to you by the Critical Care Pharmacy Academy. For more information on how to learn and enhance your critical care pharmacy skills, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Local anesthetic agents such as procaine or lidocaine can rarely cause allergic reaction. The allergic reactions may be due to the drugs themselves or to excipients such as methylparaben. Local anesthetics can be divided into two different structural groups, esters and amines. The ester-based local anesthetics are procaine, tetracaine, and chloroprocaine. The amide-based local anesthetics are lidocaine, bupivacaine, mepivacaine, and ropivacaine. Most allergic reactions are due to the ester group of local anesthetics. The reaction is most often due to para-aminobenzoic acid, which is a metabolite of ester-based local anesthetics. Para-aminobenzoic acid is also structurally similar to the preservative methylparaben. A patient who is allergic to methylparaben can appear to be allergic to both ester and amide-based local anesthetics. This is because many local anesthetic formulations contain methylparaben. For this reason, many manufacturers of local anesthetics now make methylparaben-free or MPF formulations. If I need to use a local anesthetic in a patient with an allergy to local anesthetics, I choose a methylparaben-free agent in the opposite class. For example, if a patient is allergic to lidocaine, then I'll use a methylparaben-free ester-based local anesthetic. If a patient is allergic to procaine, I'll use a methylparaben-free amide-based local anesthetic. A pharmacist once taught me this trick to remember how to tell whether a local anesthetic is an ester or an amide. Look at the generic name of the local anesthetic. If it contains two of the letter I, then it is an amide. If it contains only one letter I, then it is an ester. Lidocaine, bupivacaine, mepivacaine, and ropivacaine all contain two of the letter I and are the amide anesthetics. I have no idea if this is by coincidence or if it's a rule that will carry on for future local anesthetics. So, if a new local anesthetic comes to market, verify if this rule still holds before applying it. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.